Nanu. Shazbat.
Where you humans come to ingest food.
Well, let's just say that some humans do, yeah. Don't you have restaurants on Ork?
Oh, no, we just eat whatever's in front of us. That's why we have to picnic back to back.
Hey, get a load of the talent that just walked in.
Yeah, that's Mindy McConnell. Her father runs a music store in the mall.
Who's her handicap?
I think his name's, Mork.
Yeah? I bet if you yelled in his ear, you'd get an echo.
Well, what do you think I should have?
Oh, anything that's on the menu.
Well, how about this fly?
Whoa!
Talk about your fast food.
No, eat what's written there.
Oh, I think I'll start off with a little sales tax then.
What would you like?
World peace, an end to poverty, and a date with Annette Funicello.
Let me know when fun time is over, okay? Thank you.
Well, Marcia, looks like you got a real loser there.
That's right, George. You've been giving him lessons? Mark, you really need to try to fit in more when we're in public.
I know. I'm slime.
Oh. Why don't you have the businessman's lunch?
Why should I have it if he didn't?
Hi there, beautiful.
Hi.
I was talking to Mindy.
Oh. Oh, how do you know my name?
I'm making my business to get acquainted with every fox in town.
A good way to do that is to leave dead meat on your porch.
This, I take it, is Merck.
Oh, no, that's a great car. My name is Mork. Nanu, Nanu.
Well, Mr. Nanu, Nanu, if you'll excuse us, I'd like to dance with the lady.
No, thank you.
Come on, you'll love it.
No.
Rick, put on some music.
What are you doing? Cut it out. Do something?
Fine, I'll order lunch. Carson?
I can't let you pass up a chance like me, honey.
Stop it! Mark, will you help me?
Oh, if you insist. Mind if I cut in? Thank you.
Hey, what are you doing, jerk?
No, it's not the jerk, it's the Orkin hustle, see? Mindy said that you needed help dancing.
No, we don't need help.
Oh, games! Tag, you're in.
Rick, cut the music. What did you just do?
I think I just went, tag, you're in.
You better take it back.
Oh, take it back. Oh. Nivez, avant, Nivez. Nivez, avant.
Baby, come here. You'll love it.
Don't cop out. Oh, Cops and Robbers. I know how to play that.
Free my damn ball! All right, let's go up and get the wall, quick! 10-4, 10-4, quick, let me get the wall! We're gonna play a little game right now called hide and seek, okay? You're gonna close your eyes and count to infinity, right?
Infinity, that's ridiculous. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4,
hey, wait.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. And where'd he go? What are you laughing at?
There was no gun. That guy, Mark, had his finger in your back.
Yeah.
In that case, he just became an endangered species.
Mindy, I have some questions I'd like to... I still have some questions I'd like to ask about this customer lunch.
What?
When do we eat?
That was not a typical example of lunch on the planet Earth.
It wasn't?
No!
Oh.
For one thing, I don't usually get attacked. See, I don't like getting attacked.
Why didn't you stop him?
I keep forgetting. You just don't understand, do you? Look, Mark, that guy was a stupid creep. Somebody should have made him stop.
Mindy, you don't understand. You see, Orkins abolished violence a long time ago. We consider it humiliating.
Mark, haven't you ever known someone that you needed to protect?
Oh, yes. It was my girlfriend, Zundira Majo Bob.
Girlfriend? I thought Orkins had no emotions.
Oh, yes, but we're still assigned someone to go swimming with so we don't drown.
How romantic. Well, whatever happened to,
Zundira Major Bob? She was swallowed by a black hole.
Oh, I'm sorry, she was killed.
Oh, no, she wasn't killed. She just reappeared 4 years later, 800 times thinner.
Oh. Look, Mark, I'm not into violence either, but if you're threatened, you've got to be able to defend yourself. The trouble is you don't understand, do you?
Well, I know all about violence. I watch TV. Here, stand up. Now throw a punch at me.
Okay.
See?
That's not violence. I didn't even hit you. Look, violence involves pain. None of that stuff on TV is real.
Oh, then the Dallas Cowboys are faking it.
No, sports are real.
What a relief. I thought you were going to tell me next that wrestling was fake.
This isn't going to work. Let's see. How can I teach you about fighting?
I know. We can always get married.
What are you doing?
Getting in shape, baby.
But you were running so slowly.
I was jogging in another time dimension. It's a lot healthier, but a lot more exhausting, especially since I haven't been through a time warp in 5 or 6 bleens. Oh, there's the bell. Oh, Howard, you're so ugly. If you take off that toupee, you'd look like a rock.
I think your technique may need a little refinement.
Oh. I think you've really got your work cut out for you today.
Well, if the Army can teach me how to box, I can teach Mork.
Well, Mork doesn't have the faintest idea how to defend himself, so I hope you can help.
Oh, I hope so, too. Now, Mindy told me what happened down at the eatery, and as long as you're going to go out with my daughter, you might as well learn how to protect her. Here, put those on.
I can't. These gloves are pregnant.
No. Mark, they're supposed to be that big. Here.
Don't Orkins have any method of defending themselves?
Oh, yes, but they're all nonviolent. Let's see, there's running away.
Running away?
And whimpering. And for dangerous situations, we use compliments.
Compliments? What do you mean?
Come at me.
Okay.
You have very lovely hair. I mean, what's left of it.
Well, I'm afraid those methods won't work on Earth, so I'm going to have to show you what you're up against.
Okay. I always say, if you can't learn something from an alien culture, you might as well stay in your egg, because... Ow!
Now you know what pain is.
I knew what pain was, but nobody ever told me it hurt.
But that's why you have to be ready to defend yourself.
Oh, but you see, in Ork, we don't hit each other. We have mental competitions called hollytackers. I can cream you in a hollytacker.
Okay, what do I have to do?
First of all, no fogging before the schmegmas.
Right.
2 feet inside the force field. And, you're going to lose points for that.
I'm sorry, but you have to be ready at all times. Now, come on, you try to hit me.
Hit you?
Yeah, try to hit me.
I appreciate what you're trying to do, Pops, but I can't do anything that would cause other people pain.
But, Mork, if you don't learn to fight, then you're the one that's going to feel pain.
I'm sorry. It's against my beliefs.
Oh, I'll get that.
Well, what are you going to do if you're attacked?
I don't know, but I won't use violence.
Hello? Yes, he's here. Yeah, just a minute. Mork, I think it's that guy from the eatery, George.
George. Hello.
Yes. Aha. Well, if you insist... K.O. Be there or be square. Bye-bye.
What happened? What did he say?
Well, he said he's on his way over to pull my lungs out through my nose.
Look, Dad, tell Mark not to come home. Well, he's been hiding out all day because he's afraid he's going to get beaten up. Well, yeah, that George character is out in front of the house right now. Okay, but just tell him what I said. Okay, bye-bye. There.
I snuck in the back way.
This house doesn't have a back way.
It does now.
Mark, why are you doing all this?
Well, to save my pride. You see, on Ork, one who throws a punch is much more foolish than one who receives it. And if I got in a fight with George, I'd be humiliating myself.
On Earth, running around and hiding is considered humiliating.
That's crazy. In Orkan philosophy, violence is considered a disgrace. The highest form of courage is to avoid a fight cleverly. I remember the 300 Bleem War. We hid from Andromeda.
Your planet hid from another planet?
Yes, we went behind a comet and they went right by.
Well, then what happened?
That was it. That was one of our greatest victories. Why did we laugh when they packed up and went away?
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Say that to Swellman the Yellow. He was one of our greatest heroes. He was surrounded by millions of Necrotons and he got away by saying the famous line, "Hey, behind you." Oh, you're right. Necrotons don't even have behinds. But enough of this gay banter. I'm off to get the mail.
What if George sees you?
Oh, he won't see me. He'll see... Mork Astaire! Ginger, is that you?
Well, I thought it was a very effective disguise. I never realized it was you.
Mark along Cassidy. I think you should either stand up to George or leave town.
Jim. I ain't gonna leave town. A man's gotta do what a man's gotta do when a man's gotta do it.
So what do you gotta do?
I gotta hire.
How the West was won.
Now, just because his viewpoint isn't the same as ours, there's no reason that he's wrong. And besides, what's so bad about not wanting to fight?
What do you think I should do?
Now, whatever you think is right... but I'm not sure that the best way is dressing up like a dead cowboy.
I can be a pirate, then. Wrong eye.
I'll shift the mizzen mast and swab up that poop.
You're right. I should get out of town. Here, go find a wig.
Well, I have had it. 3 days and that George is still in front of the house. He hasn't moved.
Oh, yes, he has. He's right outside.
Oh, no.
Quick, you can tie down to there.
Hey, you're getting good at this, too. I'm really going to get it this time. You'll never even see me.
Where is he?
Well, you see, he saw you coming and he was so scared that he left town.
I bet he did run away. He's probably scared out of his wits. He has any.
Look, Mork isn't afraid of you.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
What if I don't?
Then tomorrow you're going to blow this oboe out your ear.
Okay, I'm going. But you tell that coward that I'll be waiting for him at the eatery. And if he doesn't show up, I'll get him no matter where he hides.
So, what's for dinner?
Grandma, I'd like to speak with Mork alone for a minute.
Yes, I understand, dear.
That guy was lucky he didn't throw a punch at me.
Not half as lucky as you are.
Well, I knew somebody was lucky.
Mork, this is difficult for me to say.
Maybe you should hum it then.
Now, look, throughout this whole thing, I've been trying not to tell you what you should do. But now George is starting to bother all of us, and it's starting to look like you're just afraid of him.
Oh, I'm no coward. I just believe that violence is humiliating, that's all.
All right, I believe that's true, but the way you're acting, I can't help but think that...
You're ashamed of me, aren't you?
No.
Yes, you are. Mork for Mork has never been called a coward. We've never even lost a holly tacker, except for that one on Sirius, and how can you trust an eight-legged Pekingese as an umpire?
Look, Mork, you don't have to prove anything to me.
Yes, I do, and I will. I'm going down there. I'm going to make that guy humiliate himself if he has to tear up all of my limbs to do it. You make a fool out of yourself.
Just how are you gonna do that?
By standing up to you.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm gonna make my stand sitting down.
I can't fight you like that.
Lucky for you.
All right, you wanna play cute?
Okay.
Hides up.
Leave him alone.
Mindy, don't interrupt. George and I were just having a little discussion. Good point.
Mork, he's humiliating me.
Oh, au contraire, ma petite. I've got that sucker on the run right now.
Get up.
I feel real sorry for you.
Oh, come on now, George. Don't go and mess up the place.
I'm not going to mess anything up except him.
Why don't you lay off the guy? You can see he isn't going to fight.
Yeah.
Hey, what is it with you people? You never gave me a hard time before.
And nobody ever stood up to you before.
Thanks, Lumpy.
Well, listen, I could care less about this idiot. All I ever wanted to do was have a dance with Mindy here.
I don't think she wants to dance with you. I think her exact words were, "That guy is a stupid creep."
I've had enough out of you, chump. Now you've had it.
Well, you can go ahead and do what you want to do, but I'm not going to fight. Oh, look, Lumpy, the Supremes.
Hey, what'd you do that for?
He started.
He started nothing. He wasn't even going to fight. Oh, big man.
I mean, what's next, George? You going to go step on some baby chicks?
You see, George, I've got the support of the people. I win.
Shut up. All of you. Now, this whole thing started because I wanted to dance with Mindy here, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Good.
I can't allow that, George.
Look, all right, I will dance with you. Mark, why don't you just go home?
No. You leave her alone.
Yeah? You going to stop me?
Yes, I am. You've got very lovely teeth, George.
What?
Really? You probably floss, don't you?
You're crazy.
No, you're crazy if you don't floss.
I'm going to smash your face in right now.
I got to warn you, you're going to humiliate yourself. I'm awfully fast.
Yeah, I beat guys who are fast.
Oh, not this fast. I'm into time warps.
I don't care if you're into kung fu.
Go. I'm over here, Clone Prince. La, 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 la. Stereo! This is too humiliating for you. Please make me stop.
What's going on here?
He's making a fool out of you.
Your face is George. He's too fast. He's just playing with you.
Oh, yeah? We'll see who's playing with who.
Boom.
Bon appetit.
Oh, this is too painful for me. Please stop making me humiliate you.
Well, okay.
Will you say you're sorry to Mindy?
I'm sorry, Mindy. Boy, am I ever sorry.
And it's over. Bartender, spam for everybody.
Mark, that was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. How did you do that?
I don't know. I think I'm a little out of shape. I think I pulled a frontal lobe.
That's absolutely amazing. You beat him without hurting him, and you protected me.
You deserve a big kiss for that one, boy.
Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
What are you doing?
Well, I was doing a little shadow boxing. Since there are no shadows in my mind, I was punching thoughts.
I didn't know you had any.
Oh, just one, and little sucker's hiding in my subconscious. Whoa.
Why are you fighting? You know violence is against Orkin law.
Well, I know that. But I'm trying to fit in here on Earth because these are a very violent, violent people.
You mean they have wars?
Oh, no, worse than that. Violence is part of their everyday lives. First of all, they slash prices. They drown their sorrows. They punch buttons and they kill time. I'm not even going to tell you what they do to eggs.
I had no idea Earthlings were so vicious.
Oh, not only that, they blow up photographs. They hang plants. And I heard one guy telling another guy, "Hey, man, you can crash at my place." And even when they're finished having a fight and they want to make up, they threaten to bury the hatchet.
What makes them so violent?
I don't know. I think it starts when a baby is born. The first thing a doctor does is hit it. You don't stand a chance, Your Immenseness. This is Mork, signing off. Until next week. No, 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 no.